Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
The formula that God is giving you is in order for you to get out of your adversity and get out of your affliction, you have to locate your teacher. Now, the teacher will give you a teaching, not a prayer, not a prophecy. You're very quiet. Okay. Now, that means the teacher is not a teacher of the text. The teacher is the teacher of the living word. That means there must be life flowing through his teaching. Otherwise, then any teacher can help you out of your adversity. It is not any teacher, because it is not any teaching. It is teaching that is connected to life, that has the power to cancel your adversity and your affliction. Okay. Now, when the teacher is transferring a word into your spirit, when the teacher is transferring a word to your spirit, that word, that rhema word, that teaching becomes a person by itself. What is introduced to your spirit now becomes a movement. What is introduced to your spirit becomes a force. Okay, Monday, when you go back where your man of God is not there, where your woman of God is not there, you will be in your kitchen cooking and you will hear an instruction. And most of you will say, oh, I was praying in my kitchen, I was reading Psalms 23 and I got a word in my... Calm down. Is that you? If it was you, why didn't it work last year? Why didn't it work 5 years ago? But there is a transfer of the spirit that comes to your spirit when you receive life-giving teaching. Now, the life-giving teacher's teaching becomes a force by itself, that while you're driving, you start hearing instructions. While you're driving, you start hearing, slow down, take it easy. That is the voice behind your ear. And yet, the voice behind the ear was never activated by itself. Never. The teacher you choose to hear will now start giving you instructions from Monday to Saturday. I've seen some people just binge watching videos on YouTube. Binge watching. Like, they don't even know who the guy is. They don't even know what his faith is, what his theology is. They don't even know who... They're just listening. But that guy was not given to them as their teacher. He was not their teaching priest. Yet you allowed a certain information to come into your spirit. Now, Monday to Saturday, you are governed by a voice that should have never been allowed into your spirit in the first place. And now your faith is shaking. Now you're like, maybe God, this is a suffering that God is allowing. Why? Because you heard one teacher that brought a lack of faith into your spirit. When I found this out, it became very difficult for me to hear messages anymore. There is a teaching that can raise your rank, because the teacher is coming from a different rank. And then suddenly you hear a teaching, very good teaching, but in the realms of the spirit, the teacher, his rank was even lower than you. Yet, you could not articulate that teaching as good as he could articulate. And you were blown away with his skill of articulation, that you submitted your grace. You submit your grace to a spirit. Actually, it was you who were supposed to pray for him. But because you are not skilled in speech, you let anything and everything to come into your spirit. Now, Monday to Saturday, you're governed by that voice. Okay, now, at that point, something happens. What is the next line? Then you will begin to hear, this is the way, walking in it. But your teacher is not in your house. Your teacher is not in your office. Your teacher is not there to tell you, this coffee that you're going to have with this individual, it's just some fries. Is it? Because there is an exchange that is happening that wants to tear your spirit down. Are you with me? There is a voice that tells you go left, go right. But it is founded on that teaching that came. Okay? And then next line says what?
You shall defile the covering of thy
grave. You shall defile. This has got nothing to do with the teacher. The teacher introduces to a standard. A teacher introduces you to a limitless God. I say this because some teachers have introduced you to a very weak God. Some of our teachers have introduced us to a very scary God. So there's all kinds of God that you can be introduced to. But when you are introduced correctly to a limitless God, now it takes its own form and nature and characteristics within you. And you start functioning in a way that you should have never functioned in the first place. You are no more intimidated by people because you're functioning in a different grace. Your fashion style changes because you're functioning in a different grace. The way you speak changes because you're introduced to a different grace. The excellence with the things that you do changes. Excellence. Everything that you build now starts reflecting a different spirit because you were introduced to a different level. You were introduced to a different standard. Now you can look at certain things and you will begin to recognize that this is a false God. Now that word is already given you intelligence. Now the teaching has already given you governance. You're already looking at yourself and saying, that's immaturity. And you didn't know that it was immaturity last year. Now you're able to tell, at least one person agrees with what I'm saying. Now you're able to tell that this is not right. It's because you didn't get familiar with it that you are rightly able to recognize it as an image. When you're asking that question, it's also because you've already identified something that you made peace with. But you've identified it already. You're identifying it that I have made peace with my graven image. And I loved what killed my mother. What terminated the spiritual destiny of my family. Now that spirit is now waiting to terminate my destiny. One of the beautiful thing about Jesus is that he is not somebody that prefers to humiliate people. He does not prefer to humiliate people. Now, those who want to humiliate God, that's a different story. He will... Yeah, he'll hang you dry. Don't challenge God. But nobody that genuinely loves him, even the adulterer woman that was caught in action, okay, when they dragged her to his presence, the Lord had to go to work writing every individual, all her accusers' sins, he started writing on the sand. So every accuser was curious, what is he writing? They go to him and he's writing the names of everyone that they were involved with. One by one, they drop the stone and they say, it's okay, I have no problem with that. They started leaving until the last person left. And the Lord said, you accuse us all, there's no accusers left. Neither do I accuse you. But go and sin no more. God is not interested in pulling your past. He just is interested in you not returning to it. So we have a tendency of feeling better when we get pataks. We feel nice. We don't understand how forgiveness works. Simply because our childhood has not allowed to understand God's forgiveness. The only forgiveness that we understand is the one that made a father, a mother so mad that they withheld favor from you. They withheld themselves from you. They didn't give you that ice cream that you really wanted because you've not been in good behavior. So when we come to the presence of God, we desire what? The same thing. When we come to the presence of God, it's hard for us to digest that the Lord just forgave us, just like that. And now you're waiting. You're waiting for something bad to happen. So you can make peace with that bad thing, saying, yeah, I deserved it. Now, it's equal. I sinned. God punished me here. Now, I can go boldly. Now, from now, I won't mess up. God, just forgive me one time. I will never mess up. How many times have you prayed that? This one last time. You already said. Because we are used to a nature that does not need, that we are used to a nature that needs a harsh word. Where the teacher can come and say, you, your idol is this, you, your idol is that. Oh, we cry, we weep, we make noise. We feel nice. Hey, I'm exposing the wolf right now. But that's the wrong way. That's the wrong way. When you come to Jesus, I promise you, you will not name your idols. You will name them yourself. Anyone that has had an opportunity to look into the eyes of Jesus, they will tell you the eyes of Jesus communicates without speaking. The eyes of Jesus does not look into your eyes. He looks into your soul. The eyes of Jesus looks into your entire past. Even before you were formed in your mother's womb. That's the Jesus. So when you fix your eyes to the Word and look into His eyes through His Word, the Word has a way of penetrating every darkness that you have allowed in your life. Now you have to be careful not to give an excuse for why the darkness was there. Anytime you say, "This I did because my father did," now you're creating a claim for that sin to remain in your life. Because you're not saying that this is my sin. This is my disobedience to God's mercy. This is my rebellion against God's generous grace. Instead, you're saying, "Oh, this is generational sin in my life." Is it? Those are the sins that never leave us. The sins that leave us are the ones that we confess. That this is my sin. This is my doing. I have nobody else to blame for. Oh, I wouldn't do this if my wife treated me correctly or my husband loved me more. No. Treat your sin as your sin. When you do that, you will begin to receive the Word giving you directions. And you will begin to get out of everything that the enemy has been doing to dig a grave. Everything that the enemy has been doing to bury you. And God has a way of alerting you. And the way of alerting you is not by showcasing your sin, is by showcasing His love. And He'll just look into your eyes with so much love. I think we have to give Jesus a wonderful hand clap of praise. Those that have received His mercy. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. So what do we do then? Then when we have identified those idols as idols. When we have identified those idols as idols, now it is your decision to lower the value of that silverware and value it at the level of a menstruous cloth. Is the most unhealthy thing that you can have in your possession. Because the menstruous cloth collects waste blood, the kind of blood that is rejected by your body. Okay? It is the representation of death. Because blood is life. Okay? There's life in the blood. The menstruous blood is a rejection of that life. And that cloth is the most unhealthy. Okay? It has to be disposed of cleanly and make sure there is no contact with that. So now it is up to you to devalue those idols in your eyes. Because the silver remains silver. Ah, did you hear me? The silver doesn't stop being silver. It's still silver and it is still valuable. And you can still make money out of it. And it's still appealing and it's still tempting. But not in your heart. So you will do what? Cast them away as a. So it's still silver. But your mentality about it changed. Your perception about it has changed. It is true. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That means you can look at something and you can place a high value about it. Until when you know that what you have is not really valuable. It is what is killing you. I was helping somebody understand something about a jewelry piece that they received from their family as a heirloom. Yet that spirit that was fighting their family was now claiming that necklace and coming after them. Okay? Just by inheritance. There was a transfer given to them through a jewelry. Now, every time they were wearing that jewelry, Satan was saying, I have claim on you. What happened to that jewelry was, that jewelry was worn by somebody that had a certain limitation. That jewelry was given to them by their mother that had that limitation. That limitation has been passed down generation after generation. And now, here's a child of God that has not asked God, should I take this? Why have we become so weak? Huh? How much is that necklace? And yet, We find it difficult to say no. Abraham said, give me not even a shoelace, lest you say that you have made me great. It's because we don't think that there is an inheritance that God can give me. God can make me great. So that when we hear about a little inheritance that is coming, we don't even ask the Lord, should I take it? Oh, please bring it, bring it, bring it. What all has transferred through that? Do you have victory? Do you have victory before you accept it? Have you prayed and made sure that God is giving you a yes before allowing that into your life? I have to physically disconnect from something before I can even claim a spiritual victory. So certain idols, you have to devalue it. The value has not changed it. But all of a sudden, that which you say, my grandmother gave it to me. Oh, this family. So all of a sudden, you're like, ooh, all I can see is now this is a baby snake. All of a sudden, you don't care about $300. You're happy to throw them in the garbage. Because now that which is a silver idol, you have now converted into a menstruous cloth. So pay attention. God is saying that it cannot just change in your heart. You have to physically remove some things from your life. Before the grace of God that is flowing through the teaching can flow through you. You have to always ask, if I'm under such a grace. What is limiting the grace from flowing?
Hello, welcome to Revive Nations TV. We are so glad that you are here. Thank you for being part of this Jesus journey with us. I hope that this word that you've just heard right now has strengthened you and transformed your mind, and your spirit is charged up. Write to us and let us know how these videos have been impacting you. We would love for you to join us on our social media platform as well. And don't forget to download the Shaiju Matthew app, which is available both on iOS and Android. And thank you for all the partners around the world who has been financially supporting us and helping us to reach this word to the nations. Until we meet again, stay under the mighty hand of God. God bless you and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.